Yes?
30 minutes to Cruton, Mr. O'Brien.
Thank you, 30. Say, stage manager.
Yes, Mr. O'Brien?
A Christmas Carol is coming. I'm taking the lead today, but I'm not happy. I just don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel. I just don't understand this show, I guess.
Maybe you should talk to a therapist, Mr. O'Brien. 29 minutes to Cruton.
Bah, humbug.
That's the spirit, sir.
The Incomparable Radio Theater presents A Carl O'Brien Christmas. Brought to you by Dolly Levy Snack Cakes and Peter Paul Cadbury.
When I bite into a Yorick peppermint patty, I get the sensation of leaving on a jet plane, not knowing when I'll be back again.
Yorick peppermint patties. Taste the location.
Marley was dead to begin with. There is no doubt whatever about that. The register of his burial was signed by the clergyman, the clerk, the undertaker, and the chief mourner. Scrooge signed it, and Scrooge's name was yada, 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 dead as a doornail. Ah, and a humbug. Always an understudy, never a bridegroom. Oh, wait, no. Alternate Scrooge, which, all right, at least I know I get to play the lead several times a year. That's something, right? Right? But is that enough? Do I always want to be the backup? What fun is that? I still have to know all the words and barely get to say them. Nobody comes to see the alternate Scrooge, do they? Great. Now I'm talking to myself when I should be running lines. Not like there's anyone listening.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Very funny, whoever that is. Let me be, I'm getting ready.
Are you Carl?
Who are you? Where are you?
Look in the mirror.
What do you... What the... Ah! What sort of trickery is this?
No trick.
Perhaps lunch did not sit well.
Nice try.
Are you... I can't believe I'm going to say this. Are you a... former scene partner?
No, we don't have time for that. I am the ghost of Christmas past.
Are you serious? Alternate Scrooge doesn't even rate an alternate Marley?
Tempest is fidgeting, Carl. We have a lot to do and little time for it. Come with me. Come with me.
But how, spirit?
Close your eyes.
I'm sore afraid, spirit.
Come with me now to those thrilling days of yesteryear.
All right, all right.
Oh, look at you.
Well, I don't want to brag, but I am good at taking direction.
No, no, open your eyes. Look at you over there.
Oh, Lord, what is this?
What do you think?
The Christmas pageant?
Your very first play.
They thought it would help with my holiday spirit, but it just got me hooked on the theater.
This was the day you stopped the production dead.
Oh, spirit, do I have to watch? I've seen this special before.
You had wondered about your motivation?
Please, that's a valid question for a thespian.
You were 8.
I was precocious. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas Carol is all about?
Sure, Carl. I can tell you what it's all about.
Is that Torvald? I haven't seen him in a dog's age.
Lights, please. I don't know what to do, cried Scrooge, laughing and crying in the same breath. I am light as a feather, happy as an angel, merry as a schoolboy. Why, I am as giddy as a drunken man. A Merry Christmas to everybody. A Happy New Year to all the world. Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all, and infinitely more. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city knew. That's what Christmas Carol is all about, Carl O'Brien.
Spirit, I know all of this. I've been an alternate Scrooge for years. I've said those very lines several times a season for God knows how long.
Shush, 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 shush.
But that's just the end of the story, Torvald. What is it all about?
Precocious, huh?
Hush.
It's about love, Carl. Charity. Finding redemption. Learning it's never too late to find joy.
It's about 2 hours and 5 minutes with an intermission.
Where'd that dog come from?
Daisy Hill.
Lunch break! Lunch break!
Oh, Spirit, why do you show this to me?
That girl. Over there. Why isn't she joining the rest of you?
No, Spirit. No, not this.
Carl, what is it?
I had such a crush on her when I was 8. And 9. And 10. And 16. Oh, but I never met her. I didn't even know her name.
Come now.
I'm serious. She never went to our school. She was only ever at community things like this. She didn't know anyone here, not then. Oh, Spirit, please, why must you torment me like this?
Spoilers.
Spirit, where have you gone? Was that it? Did we, dare I ask, dare I hope, did we skip to the ending?
No, Carl. You have more to see.
I was afraid of that.
Happy Christmas, Carl O'Brien!
Good Lord.
No, but I have met him, you know. Or rather, I have met her. I have met... whatever. If one wants to be biblically accurate, so many eyes, so many wings...
Then who, if I may ask, the hell are you?
I am the ghost of Christmas Present.
Don't you mean present?
No, I do not. It is a pun, don't you see?
Because Christmas...
Because I command the stage with my presence. And because, not to brag, but I am a gift, wouldn't you say?
I'm not sure that I would.
Look at that mirror. Hello, handsome. Perhaps I am a tasty little snack.
More like a smorgasbord.
That's it!
I'm getting too old for this.
Shush!
Well, you do take up a lot of space in a small dressing room.
I can be as large or as small as I want.
How about you try small?
What do you mean? This is small.
Let me guess, you contain multitudes.
Doesn't everyone?
All right, where are we going? Let's get this over with.
Carl.
Fine. Spit it, show me the error of my ways, the pain, the shame.
They didn't tell me you would be sarcastic. Don't look at me like that. Stop. Now it's unsettling.
Where are you taking me this time?
Take hold of my cloak and let us away!
Yes, but where?
Well, our first stop is a word from our sponsors.
Kinda hanging a lantern on it, aren't you?
No. Are you blind? I hung my lantern over there on the coat rack.
They didn't tell me you'd be a prop comic.
Come, let us away!
"20 minutes, Mr. O'Brien, and I have a note for you. Mr. O'Brien? Gary? Yeah, we have a problem. It's Mr. O'Brien, he's not here. Yeah, I think we've got a Scrooge loose.
Thank you. When I bite into a Yorick peppermint patty, Horatio, alas, I get the sensation of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy, and now, how abhorred in my imagination it is, my gorge rises at it.
Yorick peppermint patties. Taste the quotation.
Coming soon to your local Finley Quality Network stations.
Velkommen, bienvenue. I'm Christopher Walken, and I would like to invite you on a merry trip around Scandinavia this holiday season.
Join Christopher and his guests as they thrill to the prancing reindeer of Lapland, candle dancing in Denmark, and a traditional Christkindl market in Germany.
And of course, the Icelandic Jolabok Flood, which is, wow, a jolly flood of books. How about that? You want to see that, right? Then we'll warm ourselves by a roaring Gavlebakken in Sweden before we take the edge off in Amsterdam, if you know what I...
All this and more.
We may even go a-sailing. Who can say? I can.
I was saying all this and more as we...
Oh, sailing, it takes me away. So join me, Christopher Walken, in a winter wonderland.
Sunday night at 7 on the Finley Quality Network.
Spirit, where are we going?
That would be telling.
Because if this is the present, I really should be at the theater. There are only about 20 minutes till curtain.
18! You forgot about the commercial.
Nonetheless, Spirit.
Quiet! All will be revealed presently. Presently!
What is this place?
A modest three-bedroom in the suburbs. Zestimate, 259K.
What are you talking about?
Look there.
Richard? Is this Richard's house?
Richard Faraday. Yes.
Scrooge Prime.
Most days, yes. But today, you'll take the lead, and he gets to play his favorite role.
Willie Loman?
God, no. A husband and father.
Willie Loman is a husband and a father.
Richard is a good one.
Ah.
Honey, I'm home.
In the kitchen.
Merry Christmas Eve, dear.
Clever of you to carry some mistletoe.
A Boy Scout is always prepared.
Boy Scout, my foot.
Boy Scout, wherever you'd like.
This is precious. Next.
Patience, my friend.
Dad, you're home.
Merry Christmas Eve, Tim. Do we still need to hang your stockings?
Oh, boy. How many this year?
One for every year.
I know. I'm going to be won over by the warmth of hearth and home. Can we get on with this?
Method acting, Ebenezer?
I've known Richard for years. Elizabeth, too. Their son is the sweetest... Why am I telling you this? Surely you know this.
You're a single man, yes?
I never found the right person. What of it?
Convenient, this time of year. In a good way, of course.
What are you getting at?
Richard has a family. A young son who needs him and misses him when he's off doing theater.
Yes, I suppose.
And you?
I keep Christmas in my own fashion, Spirit, when I have the free time, often on an off day.
As does he. But you are the reason he can have an off day, so that he and Tim can have Christmas on time.
Yes, well...
That is a lovely thing, Carl.
It's a living.
It's a vocation. There's no shame in that.
It's just make-believe.
People need make-believe, Carl. They need stories.
But they want to see the star, not the...
Not the what? Come. Take hold of my cloak once more.
Oh, please, not more flying!
You all right back there?
I'm not sure. I may be hallucinating now.
Only now?
Is that a dog putting decorations all over a doghouse?
Is that some kind of euphemism?
No, look, Christmas lights, ornaments, the works.
Why, that's a great Nepalese snow beast. Once, when I was in the Himalaya, I sheltered in an ice cave with such a beast, who kept me alive and warm for days until...
I'm pretty sure that's a beagle.
Oh, never mind. I think you're right.
Spirit, is this the theater?
Ah, it is.
Front of house, I should be in the dressing room.
It's fine, they can't see you either.
Why are we here?
Yes, ma'am? Carl O'Brien, ma'am.
What, she's going to try to exchange?
Looks like someone does want to see the alternate Scrooge.
Aha, process server, that's it.
Pish and tosh and bother, man! I think you have a fair!
Or a stalker.
What is your damage, sir?
I'm a realist.
You are a pessimist.
Same difference.
Not at all!
You just want everything to fit in your little holiday tropes, peace and love and happy endings. What next? Will we go back to my hometown in rural New England and fall in love with someone who owns a bakery or a bookstore or a novelty shop just in time for Epiphany?
Say, that's not bad.
I've done this a while, I know from tropes.
People need stories, Carl. They need happy endings and hope. Why do you think Scrooge endures?
It's a ghost story. People love ghost stories.
It sells out performances right and left, doesn't it?
It's a cash cow, Spirit. It helps fund the rest of the season wherever it plays.
Often in a season built from the canon of dead white men, but that's another story.
Yes, my God. Show me stories I don't already know by heart. Show me worlds I've never seen, lives I've never known. Surely there are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamt of by these few playwrights.
You do still have a passion for this, don't you?
Well... Spirit? Where'd you go?
Oh, thank goodness. 10 minutes to curtain, Mr. O'Brien.
But I have one more spirit to go.
Are you all right, sir?
Yes. Yes, I am. Quite all right. Thank you.
Break a leg, sir.
What's this? A note? That means she's here for this performance?
Do not be hasty, Mr. O'Brien. You have yet to witness a dramatic representation of that which is yet to come. Or would you prefer to continue simmering in the anhedonic stasis that is your present existence?
Right on cue.
Come with me if you want to live.
Is that? Yep, that's a headstone.
I understand you are aware of old tropes. As such, you must also be aware of how and why some of these tropes resonate no matter the context or familiarity.
Awfully talkative for a ghost of yet to come.
This is a medium of audio diversion, what can I say?
A lot, apparently.
Look, someone is approaching to pay their last respects.
Richard? Elizabeth?
Good old Carl O'Brien.
Richard, be nice.
How I hate him.
It wasn't his fault, Richard.
What? What are they talking about? Why does he hate me?
In this potential plane of reality, you gave up on your vocation.
I what?
You retreated from the world of make-believe, moved back to your little hometown, and No, it is too much for you to comprehend.
Spirit, please. I must know. Why are they alone? Spirit, at least tell me what has become of Tiny Tim. I mean, Tim.
That is of no importance to your narrative, Mr. O'Brien.
Spirit, I must know.
Right. He married a woman on an episode of a late-night talk show. There were tulips and ukuleles, but leave it be. Do not concern yourself further.
My God.
It was an incident destined to happen, no matter the reality. And who?
Who is this now?
Another mourner, I presume.
Well, I know that. She looks oddly familiar. What is she sorry for? Spirit, why are you showing this to me? Is this what it is to be?
I have no easy answers to offer you, Mr. O'Brien. Only possibilities. This is but one potential future.
Who is she? Where is she going?
I do not know, as we are focused on your fate, not hers. It looks as though she has said her goodbye, even though you never got to say hello.
Spirit, I cannot bear this. I do not want to see anything more.
What is that strange little dog doing to the headstone? Shoo, little dog.
Wait. No, it's fine.
Have you lost all reason?
No, look, he's not doing anything to the headstone. I can't believe I'm going to say this. He's acting.
Yes, I do believe you have headed a psychotic break.
Don't you see? The helmet, the scarf, the swagger stick?
I was afraid of this. We showed you more than you could possibly comprehend, and now have gone loony bird cuckoo.
No, look! There he is, the World War I flying ace, come to pay his respect to the dead. Soon he'll be off for a round of root beer and songs with the other flyers before he takes a sop with Camel on another run from which he knows he may not return. And so he remembers. He always remembers.
By George, I think he has got it.
Spirit, there is still time to change this, isn't there?
You are intimately aware. Of the tropes involved in temporal and spatial displacement. This has not yet happened, ergo there is time to rectify it.
Mr. O'Brien, are you okay in there?
You there, stage manager, what time is it?
5 minutes to curtain, sir.
The matinee?
Yes, sir.
I haven't missed it. The spirits, they did it all in one pre-show. Wow. Of course they did. They can do anything they like. Of course they can.
Of course they can.
As for this note... You can't be serious. Of course. My God, of course. Your name was Joy. Is Joy.
Places, everyone. Places.
Attention, please. May I have your attention, please? Merry Christmas Eve. God bless us. Break all the legs, everyone.
You have been listening to A Carl O'Brien Christmas, starring Austin Titchener as Carl O'Brien, with Ellie Maitland, Travis Bedard, and Moises Chuyan as the spirits, featuring Liz Carman, Chip Sutterth, Shannon Sutterth, and Steve Lutz. Music arranged and performed by Chris Breen. In the Bleak Midwinter, arranged and performed by Bridget Kalin. With graphic blandishment by Matthew Dow Smith. And a script by David J. Lohr. Merry happy tidings from the incomparable Radio Theater. Yorick Peppermint Patty. Taste the gustation.